All right, welcome to the latest installment of the Run to Daylight podcast. I'm your host, Todd Burrows, and today I am going to do a couple things. The main thing I was going to do is a live $125 best ball solo this time. I'll take you through a bunch of my thoughts on how to be a better drafter, and I am going to share with you my whole screen, including my queue. But what I'm going to do, and what I do anyway, to be honest, is when I set my queue for the next pick, I'll show you. So I'm not going to take Travis Kelce today. I'm going to take Zeke. I'm running a little light on Zeke. If Dalvin falls, I will take him. But I'm perfectly content to get another Zeke share here. So what I do is I start filling in by position. Typically, I'll go right down the line, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and that's kind of what I do. So I will set it, and no one's going to know which one I like better than another, so I'm not worried about that. This draft is on the FFPC. You can go to my FFPC. And I am going to show you how to do that. Watch this. So you can go to myffpc.com and you can see all my teams. You can see the teams that I've done this year. And you can go and up top, you see that there's $500,000 grand prize for the main event. $100,000 on this best ball tournament with a $500,000 prize pool, $125 entry fee. As of yesterday, it was about 41% full, so this should fill. And then over here is the football guys, another $500,000 up top. Go to myffpc.com and join today. And send them a note saying, I like Todd, so I went and did that. If you could subscribe to the channel, it helps me, as well as you guys retweeting when you see me play it. I don't push that much, but if you could do it, I would appreciate it. Here's the draft room, and we are 2 minutes and 25 seconds away. So the other thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be reviewing some drafts. So if you guys want me to review your draft, this one gentleman sent me his draft. At some point, I'll go over that. But if anyone else has a draft for Underdog or the FFPC that they want to have me review, I'm multitasking today. Live draft, reviewing roster construction, and giving tips on other people's drafts. Let's go. So I am going to, there's 2 minutes to the, I know this is great radio, but I am going to pop out for a second. I'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we have less than a minute to go to the draft starts. And basically, I want to show you a couple of the screens I have open when I'm drafting. I have Fantasy Mojo's ADP draft board, and then Control F, and let's say I want to look up where Tom Brady's going. Well, last 5 days, Tom Brady's going in the middle of the eighth round. So that's one tool I'll be using as I draft. The other tool is, again, from Fantasy Mojo site. This is my ownership, and I don't mind sharing it. You guys can look and agree, disagree. I disagree with some of the things that I have. But this is my ownership. And again, control F, if I want to see how much Ezekiel Elliott I have, well, I've got 7.14% of Zeke, and I have 9.52 Kelsey. So that's why I'm doing it. I want to be a little underweight on Kelsey. So I am going to take Zeke. If you guys want questions, you could do questions. So there's no quarterback that I have for the next two picks. I could see myself taking any of these guys. And then you got to make sure sometimes it doesn't go over there. But I'll always check back over with who's left to make sure I didn't miss anyone. Because when you're multitasking, and I don't mind taking Swift at 3-3. So he makes the list. And then we go wide receivers. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jefferson is real borderline. A.J. Brown is not. Neither is Michael Thomas. And then tight end, the big three. One's already gone. So that gets me down 24 players. I'm less than 24 picks away from my third round pick. So that's it. All right. So deep, you could see Team Deep Threat has taken Derrick Henry. And you can see my ownership. And here's StreamYard. And there's Henry Mudo. How in the heck do you get a top three pick every... Oh, wait, hell, let me show. How in the heck do you get a top three pick every draft, Todd? I have signed up for 33 drafts this year and have gotten two top four picks. Last year, I didn't, Henry. And underdog, I don't. But I've had a nice spread of 1, 2, and 3 in this tournament. But not enough that I'm, you know, so overweight on anyone that, you know, like you saw Kelsey at 10. So I'm not completely Uptown Warriors. Taking draft grade requests. Yeah, if you tweet at me on Twitter, send me your draft and what draft position, as long as it's the FFPC and it is or underdog, I will go through it after every two picks after I set my queue. Yep, Henry, I know you're not in this one. I didn't give anyone notice that I was joining it. I didn't even tell myself, to be honest. All right, so then what I'll do, that's something completely different. That's my soccer stuff. And you're going to be able to see that this is the gentleman who sent it to me. It had to be said podcast, and we're going to look at his, we're going to look at his draft. Who did he say he had? I know he had Herbert. That didn't work. All right. We'll go back out. We're not going to do it this round anyway. Pick position 6. All right. So we're going to look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Travis Kelce in the 6. All right. So we're going to get to that. And you can see that I love looking at my own beautiful face. See if there's any more comments. Henry said, I did one of these Tuesday from the 8-hole and did 0 running back, no running backs, top 8 picks. Someone posted it on Twitter and said, this guy is lighting money on fire about my draft. Henry, send me that draft. I want to look. That's a really good one. I really want to do that draft, Henry. Get that to me on Twitter. Thanks. Definitely want to review whether I think you did the right thing by 0 running back. Good teaching. We're teaching and we're drafting. Who else multitasks like this for you folks? Follow, subscribe, get the word out. I've been very passive for a while. I feel like after my divorce, I feel like I'm starting to be myself again. You know, let's do this. Let's be successful this year. Let's learn. And let's grow. Wow, Taylor is still on the board in the second round. There's no way. Did he die? Did Taylor die? Let me look. You know, I mean, that's so egregious that I need to go to whatever Roto World is called now. And let's make sure that Taylor didn't die. He just went to 2-4. That's the latest I've seen him go. Henry, you said that you won a top three pick. Not if you can get Taylor at 2-4. Who else did ATS, I'm in another draft with him. Oh, man, he started out Eckler and Taylor. I love that. That's good stuff. From the 9, he's going to be dangerous. I love the 9 spot. This draft's moving a little slow. Let's go, boys. This is a live draft. It's the second round. How hard can this be? All right. Henry says that he's got so many 9 spots that he hates it. What I like about it is, and I'll show you when we get there if I can remember, I have a pretty significant teardrop right after the 9th spot in the 3rd round. So I think you get 3 really good players. So that's why it's one of my favorites, Henry. Let's see. Do I want any? By the way, this is the Run to Daylight podcast, baby. And all right, so Mixon, Jones, Hilaire from running backs, all 3 I would consider here. Looks like I'm taking a running back, boys and girls. Check your bye week. Week 7, none of them have week 7. So if I was going to look for a tie break, that would be 1. So now I go here, and real quickly I go Mixon. And I own 9.52%. Clyde. I've got 19%, so I'm not going to take a Clyde here unless he's the only one of the 3 who makes it back. And then Aaron Jones. Well, I don't have a lot, but he went. All right. So, Hopkins is there too. That's pretty late for Hopkins. Boy, oh boy. That is pretty late for Hopkins. Let's check real quick. 2-6, and I'm 2-10. It's not. I'm going to take Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think that he is going to run. I think he's going to end up being a first round value this year. I know he's not the greatest back, but he certainly has a great workload on a great offense, and they have done yeoman work on improving that offensive line. So now that I've got 2 stud running backs, I can take DeAndre Swift out of the queue. 1, 2, 3, 4 picks. I've got 4 names. Let's make sure that I'm not missing anyone. Nope. So I know I don't have much Jefferson. I've got pretty good amount of A.J. Brown. And, of course, they give you like 15 Browns before you get to the one you're looking for. I've got 16% of him. I know I've got a good amount of Michael Thomas, too, but I've been trying to get more of him. Should have done Michael. I've got 16% of Michael Thomas and Justin Jefferson. I've got only 5%. So this is, I like this team. This is a good time to even up that ownership teaching podcast. I could be wrong on Jefferson. I don't want to be that low on him Well, let's look at bye week. See, he has the same bye as Zeke. I know, but when I'm already taking someone I don't like as much, I'm going to go A.J. Brown. Yeah, he's got that knee thing. Michael Thomas. It's not the same position group. All right, so I took Justin Jefferson. All right, let's fill the queue. I'm only going to fill to the first pick on this one. All right. So I've got 15 names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So I'm three short. Definitely no tight ends. Did I miss anyone? Mike Evans, Godwin, Julio, I really don't want there. Moore, I don't want Cup. Moore. Two running backs and a wide receiver. All right, I'm just going to roll with it for now. And hope that someone makes it back. I don't think I want Josh Allen there either. So did I get everyone that I want? Really don't want. Oh, ATN I can throw in. I would take him there. All right, so 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Good, made it. All right, let's check StreamYard. Comments. I don't see it, Henry. If you want, you can email it to me here. If you guys spam me, I will hate you. That's my old email address. All right, so let's do the draft that we were talking about. And when you do it, guys, try and send me a screenshot, not just of the draft board, especially this kind. I need this. If you want me to do it, I need a screenshot of your team, especially if it's underdog. If it's FFPC, I don't think I need to. All right, so this gentleman has three quarterbacks, five running backs, eight wide receivers, and two tight ends. First error, Justin Herbert, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. I would never take Zach Wilson. I would never take a third quarterback if I took a quarterback as high as I did Herbert. I get the fact that you can't trust that Lance is going to be possibly the starter. But this your leverage of Lance not being a starter is all the teams that you don't take him. I mean, I've taken three quarterbacks, but not in a build like this. So not when I didn't have Lance was my first quarterback with a partner. So we did take three. But if we had taken him as a number two, I wouldn't have. That's first tip. Second, Mixon, Sermon, Dylan, Connor, and Perrine. I think you're too weak. A little too weak at running back. All right. I like the first four. I would like to have seen the – okay, so for A, you handcuffed your number one running back. I don't do that. Not in a tournament, all right? In a tournament, what you know, if Mixon is hurt, Perrine ain't winning you $500,000 or $1 million or whatever. I don't see it. So I don't do that. And now you've got one – So Sermon's a guy who we don't know his role. Dylan is a guy that has a good floor and a good ceiling. Connor, about the same. So you've got one, two, three running backs and a half to me. And I want at least four I can count on. All right. And actually, you know, you can count on Connor and Dylan only by the barest when it comes to floor. So not quite enough floor here. good ceilings, but not enough floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I mean, that's about what you're going to get with these guys. And then Kelce and Cook is great. That's a very good. You stuck with two because you took the Kelce early. Let's look at stacking. He's got Lack, and then he put in Keenan Allen off the top, and Josh Palmer. That's very good. If you're gonna do that, if you make that last pick, someone who has a correlation. And do we have any stacking here with Sermon, the running back? That's not terrible. Jets, you got Crowder. All right, so he did pretty good in stacking. Off the top of my head, I don't remember who the Chargers play week 17. All right, I'm four picks away. So we'll switch over. And then I'll get back to this. I would say, this is like a B minus team that could have been a B plus team. But it isn't for the reasons I gave. Oh, if you want someone to be nice about your draft, that's not the purpose here. I'm not going to be cruel intentionally. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but I am going to try and teach for everyone's sake, myself included, because I screw up drafts plenty. So this is going really good for me. We've got Josh Jacobs reached. DJ Moore, not reach, but he went. Miles Sanders, who I love getting this late, just went, so I won't get Miles. But I will get Evans or Godwin or ETN. How do you still end up in there, Cooper Kupp? Thought I deleted you. All right, so Evans, who I would have preferred, went. See, this is a great spot for ETN. A third week 7 bye, which I'm not crazy about, but I don't love Godwin or Kupp here. Let's see, am I missing anyone? I don't think Julio. No, coming back, there's not going to be a wide receiver, running back I want. So I feel like this is a great spot to take Travis Etienne because of the fact that I've got two studs. I don't need him. All right, this is a guy who we don't know what his role is going to be ultimately, but he's so explosive, you want to get some. So this is a good draft, enough that I'm willing to overlook the week 7 bye issue that I'm creating for myself, and I'm going to take ETN. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to go. 1, 2, 3... Josh Allen. How did I get Josh Allen in there? All right. And how did I get Kupp? Let's see what happens here. Throw T. Higgins in. We'll throw Thielen in. And we'll throw Javonte Williams and Mike Davis in. Not going to take Kyler. Now, if I had taken Hopkins, I might be looking at possibly taking Kyler here. So somebody's out of the shadows. While we're doing that, I can pull up week 17. I should have this all memorized by now. When I was younger, man, I would have had this memorized. But for the Chargers are playing the Broncos. I should have known that. All right. So let's go back. I'm on the clock. Who made it? Julio, who I probably would have taken, and Kyler both went. Ah, Thunderstorm. Just always what you want when you're in the middle of a draft. If we lose connection, we lose connection. Oh, boy. All right. So I can't take anyone with a 7. So that puts Thielen out. I really don't want a fourth running back here if I can help it. I don't have a lot of Kupp. And Jamar Chase, I So Jamar Chase, I've got 15%. I don't have hardly any Cooper Kupp. I've got zero Cooper Kupp. I'm going to take Cooper Kupp. Zero is not a good number. So this team is a little unusual for me. Passing on Kelsey, then getting a nice player. ETN is a great third running back. And then two wide receivers that I normally don't draft. So I'm probably not going to do that again. So let's go back to this gentleman's draft. And let's see, does he have any Broncos to go with his Chargers stack? So in case he gets to week 17, he has a stack. He doesn't. The Niners, week 17, I think they play, boy, I should know this already. I think because I'm doing too much at once, my brain is in overload. Week 17, Texans. All right, so they play the Texans and no Texans. So, I mean, this is a B-minus, C-plus lineup. I gave you some tips to try and improve as you go forward. And if you keep watching, we'll try and get you some more. All right. So let's go to see if anyone emailed me. I turned off my email during the draft. I don't have a message selected. Ah, message requests. Uptown Waterloo. I'm going to have to follow you first, Waterloo. Accept. And let's see. Is Uptown Waterloo following me? Not that that will matter to me. He does follow me, but I wasn't following him. All right. So now I've corrected that. And what drafters? Full PPR. No playoffs draft. All right, so it's just a straight draft. So he went, it's a 20, I think, over there. So you got three, five, nine, three. Okay. With the first thing that I want to look at when I see that is, how strong are your running backs if you only took five? In a 20 round, I'm not convinced six isn't right. So you got Kamara, Montgomery, Gaskin, Fournette, and Jones. And really, you only got four because Fournette and Jones aren't going to hit the same week. So I would have not, if I had done that, I would have taken a sixth running back. Ridley, Jefferson, you know, Sutton, Landry, Rager, Campbell, Brown. That's all pretty good. Smith, oh, Jonnu, Kmet, and Arnold. That's okay. All right. Let me fill my queue, and then I'll get back to that. This is fun, man. This is fun. I'm not bored at all. All right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 picks away. Quarterback, Dak, Russ. Running back, Edmonds. Wide receiver, Thielen, Ayuk, Galladay, Beckham, Claypool. Tight end, Goddard. All right, that's nine. So I got enough. Week seven, we got Claypool, Thielen, and Dak. So that'll be fun if we get there. But while that's not ideal, it's not the end of the world if you're building a team. Let's go back real quick and look at questions. Bob says, great, thanks for running through it. My pleasure, man. I'm here to help all of us get better. That's what I'm about. nothing would make me happier than to love your draft. So if I've got comments, it's for all of us to learn. Who's Adam Smurfy? You got mail. Send it, Adam Smurfy. If you could send it to Twitter first, that would be easier for me. All right. Are you guys enjoying this? Is this fun for you guys? The ones that are on comments? If so, let me know. I think this is fun. I might do more of this. Oh, I don't have to chase Edmonds. I won't have that sexual feeling. I won't be swimming in the clay pool. That's real early for Noah Fant, which is great for me because I have way too much Noah Fant. How much Noah Fant do I have? I have 28.57% Noah Fant. So I'm happy not to take him. Although I hope this doesn't bode for his ADP going up a ton. Although that would be good for me too. So I've got a team with three running backs and two tight ends. I don't have any stack with Russ, but Russ here is pretty interesting. I don't have a lot of Ayuk, so that's really interesting. Let's go back. Cool. I'm glad you like it, Bob. And Henry, Muto on the Bounty. Muto on the Bounty. Mutiny on the Bounty. Ah, you get the idea. All right. Up next, somebody's on injured reserve. And he's going to take probably, let's see if, can't guess. Ooh, he took Robbie Anderson. All right, so one of the tiebreakers that I talk about is keeping balance. Right. So I could take a quarterback, but I don't have any stack with Russ. 6'10. Let's look at the value on Russ so you guys can see this process. So where is Russ? Russ goes 6'10. So there's no value on Russ here. Goddard, on the other hand, is the other one. He goes early sixth. So I'm getting 8-pick value, and I'm also filling a spot that I don't have. Last thing, these guys are going to hate me. Ayuk actually goes after Goddard, so it is Goddard, and now I have some balance. I got 3-2-1. And the reason to do that, guys, is so that you maintain your ability to take further value. It's not something that you want to hurt your team early to chase, but when you've got a couple guys that you all, those three guys were all in the same tier, and the way I know they're in the same tier is I put them in the queue. So that is that. So now let's go back to quarterback, and I think Herbert has to be considered here, running back. I think Michael Carter can go in the queue. Wide receiver, Ayuk. I think Juju can go in the queue. I have Devonta Smith. There we go. Let's see who BBT is going to take. Let's look at his team. He's got two running backs, four wide receivers. He has DK Metcalf. Why hasn't he already taken Russ? And he didn't. All right, I don't get that. Well, I almost took Russ last time. Now I'm getting a little bit of a value on him. To me, this is a no-brainer, even though I don't have the stack. But even still, let's go through our process. Let's look at my ownership. I have 14%. That's a little high for a quarterback. Let's see. Carter and Schuster. (clears throat) 7.14. Don't have a ton of Juju. I know that off the top of my head. But Juju has that pesky week 7. I don't see how I don't take Russ here and still wonder why BBT didn't. For Logan Thomas, I mean, a guy I don't have a lot of value at that spot. Already through round 7. Henry, I enjoy all your shows when I'm not drafting against you. I check all the time for your shows. Thank you, Henry. I also like to think that, you know, even though I'm an analyst, that one of my goals is that when someone sees my name in the draft with them, that that's not a happy feeling. So I'm hoping that's the reaction that I get from most of the people. Uptown Waterloo said, I only went 5 running backs as I thought the core was stronger than average. I just disagree, bud. I just think that, you know, again, it's really 4 because Fournette and Jones are really never going to give you a week, you know, and I can't even say that every week one of them is going to give you a good score. But it's really a 4 build, not a 5 build. All right, let's look at your I mean, it's not terrible. It's not egregious. I don't want you to think it. I think it's egregious. It's just not something I would have done. Prescott, any Dallas, no stacking for Dagi, which is okay. Fitzpatrick, no stacking. I don't know if this is a tournament or not. Cam is your 3rd, and no stacking. Jonu. All right, so I like your quarterbacks. You know, if it's a tournament, it is a championship. I would have liked to have seen more. Week 17, Dallas, I think, plays Arizona. See, I remember some of them. And there's no Arizona. Fitzpatrick, Washington plays Philly. You do have a week 17. And New England, who do they play? Not the Lions, that's Seattle. Jaguars. I knew that, but I didn't. So no Jaguars. All right, so those are the kinds of things you can check when you're drafting. Let's go to my email. I got Henry's draft up. We'll look at that. Went to daylight. Now live on my channel. I was hoping it was a sub. All right. So we got Henry's draft. Back to the draft room. And start with quarterback. Hurts. The Hurts locker. Because I do have Goddard. I do have Goddard. BBT doesn't have Goddard. Running back, Fournette, Gordon, Jones, Connor. Really none of them through round 9 that I love. So Debo, LaVisca, Gallup, AB. Mike Williams, Curtis Samuel, Marquise Brown, Fuller, Cooks, and I will reach for Putman at the 2nd one. That gives me 11 names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I bet I make it because someone's going to take a running back or a wide receiver. I mean, running back or a... six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Anyway, I should make it. All right, let's go back. I'm not going to no playoffs, so I didn't make stacking a priority. All right, so that's what Waterloo had to say, and I'm going to say I think that's right. You don't chase a stack if there's no tournament. It's still something I like to do, but it's not something, you know, if you're just going for high score, I still think stacking is going to help with that because you're going to need spike weeks. But I haven't studied it enough to really know. Let's go look at Twitter, see if anyone has, no one else has sent me a draft, which is fine. It was last minute. All right, let's look at my team. Russ, Zeke, Hilaire, and ETN. That's real good core. I only got two wide receivers and two that I don't love, but we're going to greatly strengthen the wide receiver position here. And that's the other thing. Know your draft. Know where the strengths, you know, are in a draft and build towards it. So, you know, I know that 8-10 and 9-3, most of the guys I like are wide receivers. Now, if I hadn't needed wide receivers and I hadn't taken Wilson, Brady and Stafford would probably be in the queue and no other tight ends. Double check that. Nope. All right. Oh, wow. There's someone I really want here. I'm hoping IR doesn't take him. Is IR, remember IR Baboon? Ooh, and he took Fournette. I am very happy. I'm very happy. Let me see how happy I am. 8-10, he's been going a lot earlier lately. This guy owned 12% of, and he's been going 8-1, and I'm picking it. Yeah, there's a value there. All right, so that this is an easy one. It's another week 7 though. So, but only one of my wide receivers. It's not going to be a good week 7. But this gives you a chance to see how much I weigh. Value versus a buy. So getting 9-pick value on Chenault, the guy that I'd like to have 15, 17%, not 11 on, I'm not going to lose because, you know, one of my other two running backs has a week 7 buy. That being said, I'm going to take M. Will out of the queue. A third would be too much. And there's enough wide receivers in here. I will give up a little bit of value on M. Will to go in a different direction. Let's see. You're welcome, Waterloo. I really enjoyed doing it. I think I might start doing podcasts where all I do is review people's drafts. I bet people would like that. You guys think that people would like that? Start sending me stuff? I think they would. Adam Smurfy, hope you ship it, dude. Good luck. Adam, thank you. I appreciate it. So I'm going to get a guy I like here. Real quick while we're doing it, I can go with Curtis. Only have 7% of him. Antonio Brown, I'm over 20% of. Did he make it? He did make it. Oh, boy. And Fuller and Pittman. All right, so let's go back to our draft board. 9-1 for Antonio. We're at 9-4. It's not a great value. Debo Samuel. Curtis Samuel. Ooh, 8. So there's a little more value on Curtis Samuel. I have less of him. Will Fuller. End of round 9. So, no, yeah, I pushed those guys up. I'm going to go with Curtis Samuel. I like Antonio Brown better, but this is one where I already got some wide receivers on this build that I normally don't have. What I should have done Washington does have a week 17 with Goddard. So that is another correlation. I wasn't thinking it. I should have thought of it ahead of time. Tampa, who does Tampa play again? They play the Jets, so there was no Jet there. So, yeah, this, you know, so I created a correlation, if by accident. All right, so let's get this going. Burrow is the only quarterback I have. For the next 2, especially since I took Russ, I can afford to be picky. Now I'll throw in these guys. Jamal Williams, Gus Edwards, Naheem Hines, Henderson, even Murray, I would consider. All right, so let's go back to wide receiver. Fuller, Landry, Pittman, Hardman, Gage, Waddle, and Mooney. I'm up to 18. Irv Smith and Engram. We've got Russ, so Everett I will at least put on the radar. But I don't feel tied to it in any way. All right, so I got 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. All right, so I got plenty. All right, let's go to Henry's team. FFPC. 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. All right. Wow. All right. So no way I take a third quarterback when I've got Lamar Jackson. Running back, Jones, Tampa. All right. I got to look at it a different way. What team? Wildcats. Wildcats. All right. So 1, he went with Waller, value. Diggs, 0, running back. Thomas, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I would have went Mike Evans there instead of a second tight end, but Andrews is fine. Overall, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I probably would have had a 7th wide receiver. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 running backs. Jones is not an ideal 0 running back candidate because we don't know his role. And even with an injury, are they really going to just load him up? I love Hines. Hines is one of my favorites. He gives you a floor that you can start. Henderson is a good backup who would be in for a lot of work, but he doesn't have a floor. So overall, you don't have enough floor. You're right. Henry, this is not a great 0 running back build. Where would I have done it differently? Well, here in round 4, yeah, see, you reached for Lamar a little bit because you had Andrews, but you already had Waller, so you didn't need Andrews. So now you're really, this is why you ended up with wide receiver running back issues. Deontay, I'm not high on, but I think that's pretty late for him. Odell in the 7th there, that's very good value. Galladay in the 8th is ridiculous. So this is how you got in trouble, though, and this is why I preach about balance. is, so even when I do zero running back, I'm really, really, I really would have had a hard time passing on Kareem Hunt there. This is a weird draft you were in, Henry. Not just you. I mean, look at where all these running backs are going. That's early for Chase. That's Hunt, that's about right. That's early for, very early for James Robinson, early for Mostert. So you ran into the perfect storm, which is when you go with a strategy, then the value that you need to make that strategy work, you end up in a draft where that position runs earlier than it should. And that's the biggest problem I have with any of these strategies, because there's really no way to avoid it, because you don't know which drafts are going to do that. So, Henry, type in whether you were intending to go zero running back or it just happened. I'd be interested to answer that question. All right, I'm up in 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, so Waddle goes earlier in the 10th. Who goes? I don't see anyone slipping here. Drake? Drake is slipping? I'm not big on Drake. Yeah, not much of a value either. Not a lot of value here, folks. A lot of the guys I would have liked to have seen here didn't make it. I know who I'm going to take if he makes it. But he might not make it. If he doesn't, 1, 2, 3. We got two stud running backs. Yeah, Waddle was the guy I was hoping would make it. And then Drake. Well, no value here at all. Am I missing anything? This is a good draft, guys. Whoever's, everyone in this draft. All right, I'm going to go with my boy. I own a ton of Naheem Hines. Let's see, Jamal Williams. He's also right around value. Boy, nobody I really like here. So in cases like that, it's good to get some of guys you. I'm going to go with Hines. I'm in 15 seconds. Fuck. I'm going to go with Jamal Williams. No, I'm going to go with Hines. All right. Well, I like Hines. He goes. Where does he go? He goes round 11, but I have him higher. He's the perfect zero running back candidate because he's got a great receiving floor. And if Taylor gets hurt, he's going to be on a great offense with a great role. I know what I'm going to do if he makes it. All right, let's go back and look at your comments. Henry did not go into the draft with a strategy. It just ended that way because the way the wide receivers fell. I needed to take a running back in the first two rounds, but I had no idea at the time it would go. Yep, and that's the risk. That's why I try and stay balanced, Henry, as a tiebreaker. One of my last tiebreakers is where's my roster, And look, it's also when I got to go back. Hold on. So I've got four running backs. I'm really pretty solid at running back. I could use a tight end. And that's the no-brainer right now. To pair Russ with Everett is the no-brainer. There's no great value with any of these. But that is what I'm doing. So was going to take a running back in round four, but it went Montgomery, Sanders, Carson right in front of me. Yeah, I get it, Henry. I do. I really do. You didn't take one in the second round, and then the draft got away from you. It happens. All right. So I've got my two tight ends. I don't need another one. I think I'm strong enough with Goddard and Everett. If there's somebody here, unlike underdog, I will take a third if it's the best guy on the board. Matt Ryan. All right, let's go quarterback. Matt Ryan, Atlanta. I don't have so I've got a nice Jacksonville stack here, and they play New England, as we said, so we'll keep that in mind. As we go forward, Kansas City plays Cincinnati, and we'll keep that in mind. Indianapolis plays the Colts. Keep that in mind. Dallas plays Arizona, and Seattle plays the Lions. So the Rams play Baltimore. So that's something I start reviewing now, because that's a good tiebreaker once you get this late. All right, so I mean, I'm not tied to him, but I do have Jefferson. Trey Lance is a good this would be a good team for Trey Lance, because you don't need him as much with Russ. Trevor Lawrence, I'm not going to put Matt Ryan in the queue. That's it. All right. Latavius Murray, Madison, and no other wow. Did what's his name go already? No, still there. I don't want him for the next pick, I don't think. Anyway, so that's it for running back. Wide receiver, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, Marvin Jones, Parker. Fuck you, Cole Beasley. Paris Campbell. Oh, no, fuck you. No, yeah, fuck you, Cole Beasley. All right, so got names in there. Tight end, there's still a lot, still a lot of tight end value. That's going to thin out. Would I take Hunter Henry in one of these picks? Absolutely, if he makes it. I don't have any other correlations. Gronk, no. Okay, I got 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All right, so I'm close enough when you get this late. You're welcome, Henry. I really appreciate how loyal you are to the show. Thank you. All right, so I don't have any more drafts. I'm going to close out my mail, because I don't like it popping up when I'm in the middle of a draft. We'll go to Twitter. I don't have any more notifications. Little drink. So let's review. Jacksonville, week 17. That is the Patriots. I got invited to the Draft Shark Invitational. That's going to be fun. That's a really good room. Came in absolute last place last year. I could pull up some guys' drafts that I've seen, but I don't want to do that without having people send it to me. Let's see. Still time to review your draft if you want to send it to me before the pod ends. It's hard to do a 20-round draft by yourself on a podcast. So I am not going to feel the need to just sit here and go nuts. Let's see. All right. So you can see I got 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And there's one no-brainer guy if he makes it, but he didn't. I would have jumped all over Latavius right there. Arizona plays Dallas. Buffalo. Who does Buffalo play again? Week 17, the Falcons. I'm going to take Cousins. It's right around where he's supposed to go. And I stacked him with Justin Jefferson. So now I'm done at quarterback. So I've taken a top six quarterback. So and Cousins is actually, I love this combo. Because Cousins is very steady and Russ is inconsistent. Spiky one week, lousy the next. Very, very happy with that. I'm pretty happy with, you know, my biggest problem is the week seven buys, but that's not deadly. Zeke, Hines, CEH, and ETN are real solid running backs. One, two, three, four wide receivers, and that's my weakest spot right now. So I'm pretty done at tight end. I'm definitely done at So now let's go through, what round am I in? Round 13. Let's go through round 12, round 11, Ruggs, Elijah Moore. Ruggs, Elijah Moore, Marvin Jones, Hilton, Parker, Corey Davis, Gabriel Davis, Rondell Moore. All right, so. I'm getting a phone call. I could go Rondell Moore here. Could go Bateman. My wide receivers need help. I could go Rager to go with Goddard. Because, you know, mini stack Where'd Rager go? No. All right. I think Rondell Moore is the pick. I need more of him. All right. So next round. First we look, see any questions. All right, Mudo's leaving. Yeah, Uptown Waterloo. Send me on Twitter your fishbowl. I'll review your fishbowl draft. Done a quarterback. Definitely need one more running back. McKissick, Geo, James White, Penny, Darrington. And wide receivers, Bateman, Hilton, all the guys already have in here. I'm not taking Manny Sanders. Someone actually thinks that's going to come back and bite me. Okay. Say okay. Shepherd, Edwards, Crowder. So what we're going to do is we're going to wait until we get close. But 19, I don't think I'm going to need to take Penny here. This team, I just can't afford Terrace Marshall. I need more stability out of the rest of my... So that's another thing. You look at your team as you're going. Rondell Moore, what kind of... He's going to be a streaky rookie. LaVisca's streaky. Justin Jefferson is very solid, number one. But, Samuel could be streaky. Kupp could be streaky. So I want to boost... I mean, Kupp could be streaky, but I'm more from an injury perspective. But I feel like my wide receiver core right now is more, I don't need upshot. I already got a lot of ceiling, a missing floor. With my running backs, I get ceiling and floor with my top two. I get a great floor with a decent ceiling from Hines. And I get not a great floor and a great ceiling with ETN. So I really could go either way with my last running back spot. I know where I'm leaning, but since I'm drafting live. All right, so it started with Dalvin at 10, then Brady at 2-3. I think Brady's probably a pretty good quarterback for this thing. I don't take wide receivers early at all. My first one was round 6. Let me show you mine. You showed me yours. I'll show you mine. Thank you to Josh ADHD for doing this great tool every year. So you see, I didn't start till round 7, and I got Higgins, Beckham, and Samuel. So 3 good starters, Pittman, Marvin Jones, Paris Campbell, and Byron Pringle. I mean, I could have gone with one more wide receiver, but I figured wide receiver is the one spot in the fishbowl where you're likely to see people that you can pick up during the year. I wanted as many chances at upside running back as I could get. You went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I like a lot of the players, especially AJ Green, that late. Running back 1, 2, 3 good ones. Well, two good ones, two okay ones. Ronald Jones. I think you're weak at running back. I think you're a little weak at running back. It's the hardest position. When you do drafts, always keep in mind that running back is the hardest thing to find on waivers. In a 22-round draft, it's really hard. All right, I'm going to take Aguilar because Aguilar goes with my two Jacksonville people for the last week of the season. He's also a locked-in starter with an every-week role. I think that's a good pick here. Could have taken Rager and had him with Goddard. If he makes it back, I'll take him. He didn't. So that might have been a mistake. So that's where drafting live, especially podcasting, you can make mistakes. So that's kind of your draft over there. All right, so let's look. I'm in round 15. What wide receivers went in round 14? Had Evans in the 14th. All right, so I'm going to take Darrington Evans. He's been going early. He ain't making it back. Where's James White go? I'm taking Darrington Evans. I think he's a good value. Week 13, he doesn't match with any of my running backs. He should hopefully have a wide passing game floor. So that is that. So probably should have went Rager over Aguilar. I overdid it. I made one of my own mistakes, which is chasing a week 17 correlation while missing a stack with Rager and Goddard. And I still ended up with a week 14 bye. So, but if your first mistake is in the late 14th round, that's not the end of the world. All right, so let's look at tight ends. Hooper, Ebron, and Hurst. I think all of them are worth considering as a third tight end if you don't like the wide receivers. I need wide receivers, though, more than I do in most drafts. So I'm less likely to do it. All right. So now I've got two quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 running backs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide receivers and two tight ends. I need wide receivers the rest of the way out, most likely. So let's take James White out of there. Let's see who makes it back. Any questions or comments? Waiver, good comment for Waterloo. I agree, but the values for running back were not there, hoping for a waiver wire pick to strike gold. So let's go back to your draft. See, that's why I don't take Tyreek Hill in the third round. Like, when as good as Tyreek Hill is, I know I can get these. Look at all these decent wide receivers you got, right? But if Mike Davis or Kareem Hunt don't do it, you know, one of them gets hurt, or Ronald doesn't come on, you're really thin. So to me, I don't know which running backs were there in the third for you, but for me, I got something you didn't know. I got Mixon at 4.7, who's, you know, and Dobbins at 5.6. So Taylor, Mixon, Dobbins, I've got three really good running backs. A.J. Dillon's one of my favorite zero running back guys. good floor, and an injury makes his ceiling great. Hines, I've already talked about a few times. Evans, and then just some shots on some late running backs, including my boy Eno. I got three tight ends. This is probably my weakest, you know, in this tight end premium. Jarwin is my number two. I really need Goddard to play. All right, so no more there. Let's go here. Ooh. FBG, love it. Matt McCutcheon. Let me send him a link. Link to the pod for you. I will review it in after my next two picks. All right, so we got a draft board, baby. Can I see it? Holy cow. Can you send the other traditional FFPC draft board to me on Twitter? All right, so hopefully he sends that to me in time. StreamYard. Okay. Did you hear what I said, Meatball, about sending it to my Twitter, at BestBallNFL, and then I'll be able to see it? This is fun. I think people would like this. All right, so wide receiver has thinned out, which isn't great for me. Let's see what I can get, though. Still two guys that I like. There goes the one that I really wanted. Thank goodness. I mean, at wide receiver, I've got a third round pick, a fifth round pick, a ninth round pick, but and an eighth round pick. So it's not terrible, but it's definitely not my favorite. It's not my favorite wide receiver core. So let's see what I can fill. I think I would consider Sammy Watkins. Definitely Perriman. Lazard, I think, is interesting. My boy Pringle. Eskridge. See who is week 17. I mean round 17. So, like my quarterbacks, really like my running backs. I mean, I went with some guys to get some exposure where I normally don't go. I'd feel a lot better if I had taken Michael Thomas at the third round and Antonio Brown in the ninth. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong. I need someone who I think is going to perform, and this guy's a starter, Stone Cold starter, if he, you know, doesn't get hurt. So Perriman is trying to patch up this wide receiver core a little bit. But if you're going to do it at a position, it is a wide receiver. And let's get the board up. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I will end up with 9. I only have to start 2. So it's not terrible, but it's not my favorite. I mean, I got to be honest. Fridge here sent. Okay, so we got 2. So, guys, first off, just when the draft ends doesn't mean that I have to stop doing these. So we're going to get to both of you. Let me go back to draft. I can't see them. Send it to me on Twitter. And I like the format that I just showed you. If you don't mind, I this is much easier for me to work with. If you could send me on Twitter at BestBallNFL, I will definitely review your draft. All right. So let's, you can see when I pull this up how, like, I can't, you know, I can't read that. I can't imagine how small it looks to you guys. Still too small. All right. A little too small. Sorry, Fred. Send it over. And I will get it to you. Jared Glidden. All right. I still don't see, I don't see either of your guys. So, please send those drafts to at BestBallNFL on Twitter in the old format, please. I can't read these. All right. I'm trying for you guys, but I don't. So Meatball Magic, send it to me on Twitter, Meatball Magic and Jared, please. And I will review them. I will hang out a little longer. Yeah, don't. I just can't read these. Let me try again. An original. Can I read that? I mean, it's really small for me, guys. And it's also a format I'm not used to, and doing it live on the run like this, it's going to be hard for me to give you anything intelligible. So we're coming up to the end of the draft, 4 or 5 picks away. Here goes my boy Pringle. Ah, I see. I'm not following you guys. That's what the issue is. Hold on. Except Matt McCutcheon. First, I got to follow you because you're a cool dude and you've got a good smiley face and a very pretty girlfriend. God bless, Matt. Oh, my gosh. Let's see. What else? Penn State University. Chiropractic. So basic, I've been on addicted to crack for about 30 years, you know, chiropractic. I'm up. I'm going to take Eskridge, complete my Seattle mini stack. He's as good as anyone else at that point. He has a wide open chance at the 13th. So, all right. So let's get over to Matt's draft. Boom, boom, boom. But first, I need to get the refrigerator followed. And back to the refrigerator. All right, Mr. McCutcheon. So the draft's over. I'm guessing you're PSU 9? What team are you, Fridge? I mean, Matt. Did you say? What team are you, 9? Yep. All right. Enough about Matt's girlfriend. Ooh, there's another picture. Damn, brother. God bless. All right. I know it's creepy because I'm old. But let's look at Team 9. All right. So this is a little too big. All right. So Waller, let's look at it from a thing doesn't want to shrink for me. All right. Let's look at it from a perspective of overall draft. We got three tight ends. But when you take Waller like this, oh, it's an FBG. Okay, got to keep that in mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide receivers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Guys, my daughter's calling. Hey, I'm on a podcast. Can I call you back?
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
I love you.
All right, two quarterbacks, again, all right, so a couple things. When I draft a tight end that early, I don't feel the need to take a reachy tight end like Mo Alie-Cox. When I take a Josh Allen, I really don't feel like I need to back him up, all right? You're always going to get in an FBG quarterbacks on waivers. So no way I back up Josh Allen unless it's like in 19th or 20th round and some guy that, you know, like one of the rookies, like if Fields or somebody who has a big upside, you know, was there. This is when you really, Matt, want to be taking like even 15th round for a San Francisco defense and 17th round for an okay kicker. I mean, this is when you're trying to get as many running back darts as you can, all right? We've got waivers in an FBG, and, you know, you just don't. So that's my – that from a big picture perspective, roster construction, ideal, that's what I would have done, all right? As far as your players go, that's a little early for Adams. You, wow, Metcalf early. See, I have Ridley ahead of Adams right now. Probably have Chubb ahead of Adams. I definitely have Mixon and Edwards ahead of Adams right now. So, but you made it up by getting lucky. Not lucky. It's about where he's going. Swift and Montgomery are very, very decent two starting running backs. Gordon, David Johnson. I'm not on David Johnson. And I like the Everton, Darrington Evans pick. I just think you could have, A, taken a running back here in the second round, but you made up for it good. And then, like, I also don't understand Josh Allen necessarily because you didn't have Diggs. And I just, you know, who did you pass on? Yeah, you did. You passed on Ayuk and Galladay. Beckham, I mean, it's not what I would do. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's not what I would do. I would have taken, but all the running backs really kind of went. I might have taken Kareem Hunt there, and that way you had three good running backs. That's just me. Josh Allen, you didn't back him up. Oh, you backed him up with Gabriel Davis. That's good. Sutton. Devonta, Chenault, you know. The biggest thing is The biggest thing is the late dart running backs. And I wouldn't have gone Allen. I think the team's a little out of balance, to be honest with you. Not a terrible team. Not a terrible team. But I'd give it a B-. All right. And obviously, with season-long, how well you grind is just as important as how well you draft. So good luck with that one, Matt. All right. So I have a few running back drafts in the first two rounds. So, all right. Point, counterpoint. I have a few, and you guys can see it's enough. I have a few running back drafts in the first two rounds, so I wanted to switch it up, but thanks for the advice. And that's perfectly legit. That is perfectly legit. And again, that's really not a bad thing because you did get Swift in Montgomery, but imagine if you hadn't gotten Swift there. It could have been more difficult, but you know, look, I have plenty of B drafts that I'd give myself a B minus on. So do not feel bad. Let's go with the fridge. I'm frigid. All right. Let's see if anyone else. Thank you for following me back, Matt. And this will be the last draft that we're going to do. Fridge Raiders. Oh, I love when a plan comes together. All right. Derrick Henry at 7, that is great. Hopkins, all right, let's do the big picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow, running backs. Only one, and then you're counting on Fournette. Oh, buddy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wide receivers. So when you invest the second and I would have stopped. I wouldn't have drafted Judy because I don't like Judy, especially with Michael Carter on the board or Mostert. I mean, this is a C draft just based on this for me. But I'm going to go into why. So you've got the one stud running back, but then you didn't go heavy at running backs. So Booker is just a pure injury, and even if Barkley gets hurt, I don't know that he's going to be any good. Hubbard, I mean, again, pure injury. Malcolm Brown, I mean, maybe if you're lucky you could start him, but, I mean, you're going to start Lenny, and I don't know that Lenny's going to be able to give you the 10 points a week because they mix and match those two guys so much. So I don't like that. I like your players. Again, I couldn't have taken Kyler in the fifth. Oh, you had Hopkins. All right. I get that. Andrews in the fourth. I like the player. Lamb in the third. The running back. See, this is what happens when Swift wasn't there, right? But where was DK Dobbins? I would have taken Dobbins. I would have taken Dobbins. Would have had Henry and Dobbins and then Andrews. And then, yeah, then you could have gotten Lamar. I like the rest of your players. Third tight end, again, Dan, you know, I get it that Arnold is a, but, you know, and a second quarterback when you really needed running backs. So I'm going to say Troutman I don't like, but, it, you know, he went when he goes. So Rondale Moore, I would have stopped 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Dead stop wide receiver for me with this build. Then, 11th round, Darrell Henderson was there. Latavius Murray was there. So that's my thoughts on that. C draft, good players for the most part. But keep in mind with football guys, it's almost impossible to find good ones on waivers, running backs. So we want as many darts as we can late. Go back and see if you hate me. That's it. All right. For Fridge, we talked to Meatball. We talked to... All right. I think that's going to do it, guys. Hour and 34 minutes. Fridge, I hope you're okay. You know, look, man, that's $350. You got to be careful. Love you guys. Thank you for participating. I think I'm going to do a draft coming up where, I mean, a pod coming up where I just take draft boards, go through your draft, give thoughts, try and help everyone to get better, and remind myself of these very same rules. That's going to do it for this episode of the Run to Daylight podcast. We'll talk to you guys soon.